Thanks for clicking on that link. You're here at the sermon page, and this is the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom is here. This is a Thursday evening for us, but it could be any time for you. We're just so thankful for how good God is. We're believing the Lord's going to touch Brother Freedom. We dedicate this room for the purposes of the Lord. Father, we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you for your wonderful goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank you for your every good and perfect gift that comes to you. We thank you for all the good things. We thank you for our food, our very clothing. Father, for all those things that you supply for us, the temperature, we thank you for the weather. We thank you for all you've done. And Father, we know that all things are in your hands, and all things come through you and by you. And Father, we thank you for the blessing that we have. We thank you for that peace. We thank you for your joy evermore. We thank you for that great strength that you have. We thank you for this day. We just pray that you bless your people this day. For those that's listening, we pray that you touch them in a mighty way. Pray that you open the hearts of your people this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I really don't really know where I'm going to really go tonight, so. But I do know that I do got a little direction. It's in Isaiah, the 26th chapter, the 3rd verse. This has been a real special scripture of mine for many years. It says, "Thou will keep in perfect peace his mind stayed on thee, because we trust in thee." You know, I really believe that God wants to speak about to our hearts. He will keep in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on him. And getting your mind stayed on the Lord is not the easiest thing to do. It takes time at it. It takes, you might say, practice. It takes time in seeking God, time in praying, time in reading His Word, time in just being with Him. You know, there's times when you know that there's nobody else when you're thinking, your mind is stayed on Him. And you know, there's probably a lot of people that don't think about the Lord very much. Then their mind is not stayed upon the Lord. But I do know for myself, when I really purposed to stay my mind upon the Lord, great things happen. And I'm getting older now, so I got a lot more troubles than I used to have. And it's getting more difficult for me to keep my mind on one thing for long periods of time. I tried it this morning, you know, it's probably getting old and my time is, but it used to, I could just keep my mind stayed upon pretty much the same area because the mechanical work that I did, you had to keep your mind on what you're doing. It had to be, you couldn't go off thinking about going to a ball game or going swimming or going fishing or going hunting. You had to keep your mind thinking on what you're doing. Or you would get that machine together and might not work. And so that's the way I think that same thing is in the life that we live. God makes so many things that's similar to our normal activities. And we start keeping our mind somewhat stayed on the Lord. Things just start working right. Things come into our view that we never had before. We need to realize that our minds have a tendency to go for things that's really not for there to be. Our minds have a tendency of going daydreaming. I remember when I was little, I used to daydream. Any of you ever daydream? But I remember daydreaming. So I was going to have me a big ranch one day, and I was going to have more everything on it, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I remember a little kid, I remember that. But those daydreamings are sort of what we do sometimes in the living reality now. We take things to as a trying to make something happen through our mindset. But God wants us to keep our mind upon Him. Thus, it's to keep in perfect peace His mind to stay on Thee because we trust in Thee. And some of the areas that helped us to learn to get into this area is studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we really realize that this wonderful word takes a lot of digesting of the word. It takes a lot of thought. We should take it seriously for reading. Because this word is a light unto our feet, a, light in the pathway. He will keep us as we stay upon the Word of God. But in getting back to just staying thinking about God, there's now the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. As we worship the Lord, many times I think that people, we start to, in the worship, and then our mind goes curved back to last week. We're thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow. And a lot of times our minds have a tendency, all of us, to go helter-skelter, go to a direction that's not really convenient for us to do. That you get to a place that we're sort of lazy in our mind. We're thinking about something else. And that's a lot of times that's why we have to keep our mind singular on the things of the Lord. I really believe this. And I believe that's why sometimes our relationship with God is so shallow. It's not really depth because our minds are not really in to the Lord. Our minds have told us, well, if you just go do certain things, you're going to be okay. But as I read the Word of God, there's a lot of depth in God. There's a lot of things that we got to seek Him. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face forevermore. For His eyes, the Lord, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show us so strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. So if we start perfecting ourselves in fear and holiness toward God and loving Him and seeking Him in the mighty way, God understands when we seek for Him. He also knows if we're not really seeking for Him. If we're just sort of doing things, we're saying we are, but we're really not. God reads us very special and very perfectly. He knows everything that we do, everything that we say, and there's nothing that we can hide from Him. But with that, it should make it easy to really seek Him. Because if we're open with God, God's going to be open with us. He's going to bless us. We have to realize that this vessel is a vessel of God. God wants us to yield this temple as of the Lord. I think the last sermon was about we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But was we, this vessel was in us, as our mind has a great bearing on what we do. If we think that things are good, we think that things are holy, we think that the light things of life, we're going to have a disposition of a light type person. If we go out here and listen to some bad movies that's got wrong things that happen to them, we pick those things up. And if we start watching wrong things or hearing wrong things, then those get into our spirit. And our spirit is the inner part of us that does the work that God has, that the Spirit of God is illuminated by God's presence. And when we start feeding the Spirit with good things of God, our whole countenance glows, our whole countenance raises a degree higher and very high. We get to where when the Spirit of God comes down, and you'll feel His presence coming, it's like it's right now. His Spirit comes in like a mighty way. You can't program it. You can't make it happen, but it will happen. If you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and you wish for Him to have communion with Him and have a good day, He'll be with you. I knew this years ago, I found out that God would come down with me and work with me when I was working. That's unusual because people that I was around, the churches I was going to, they was more or less telling me that God couldn't use a mechanic like me because I was too dirty and I was too, you know, God likes people with real nice white shirts and all that stuff. And that's the way I think people used to think. But God loves us. He loves this heart. And He wants us to come and fellowship with Him. When we have fellowship, is we have a personal relationship with Him every day, every moment. That I can't make it unless I come into my Father's realm. In my Father's realm, there's glory, there's peace, there's generosity, there's healing, there's satisfaction, there's all things that pertains to our needs. And when we start yielding to this, as we come in perfect peace toward Him, He allows the glory windows of heaven to open up. And that glory starts coming into our lives. For as long you don't know how to express it, but you know that God is mighty. You know that He's wonderful. You know that He is all you live for. You can't make it without Him. He is the greatest friend that you could ever have. And He is. He's the greatest satisfaction. You never feel alone. You'll never feel afraid. You never feel in despair, because He's there with you. And He makes Himself known to those that call upon Him. Those that will seek Him in a mighty way, He's going to come in and bless you in a mighty way. But you have that special, that's what it's all about. See, we grow to, there's a relationship that's formed. And when there's a relationship, it's easy to keep our mind stayed on Him, because He is the center of my life. That center of my life, I just want to do what He wants me to do. So it's automatically my mind is stayed upon Him, because we trust in Him. So it's a real relationship that involves you to the depth that you can have. The sky is the limit. The Bible says He won't keep us in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on me because we trust in me. But He says He will not withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before Him. God is wonderful. And He wishes for us to have that kind of a fellowship with Him. He wants us as His children. Children. He wants us to realize that we have needs. He cares for us. He understands. We have a toothache. We have a backache. Just a little bit ago I went up to the dryer, and I've had a bad leg ever since the stroke. And it was when I went to, I felt a terrific pain come in my leg. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, if you'll just raise up just a little bit, it'll go back in place. And it did. It's only about 3 hours ago. My leg now is not hurting. God will keep us, and He comes down and He'll speak to your heart just like that. What to do? And I knew that with Him, He was actually putting my leg back in place. It's so special, the communion, the fellowship that you have with the Creator that made you. And you, everyone can have that. God wishes for us to have it and keep it all the time. He will keep it in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him. He loves us. His eyes are over the righteous, His ears are open to the cry. Oh, hallelujah, call to me and I will answer thee. And He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. God's not against us. He's for us. People get against us, but God is not contrary to those that call upon Him. Those that seek Him, the Bible says we will surely find Him. We knock, and He's going to open the door. He's going to bless us with an overflowing peace of God, the love of God within us. And He will have a abundance of God's glory. I'd like to say an avalanche, like a big avalanche where snow comes down and just over. That's what God gives us. He gives us so much bounty, so much extras. But we have to come in that realm to Him. We have to enter in His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. So I want to do everything that I can possibly do to make a room there that God's very pleased with, that I know He's happy. The Bible says we might walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strength all might, according to His power unto long suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us in the kingdom of His dear Son, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. That's what God's done. He's made us that we can recipient of His glory. He just didn't make us as a like a dumb idol. He meant alive. He meant for we understand. He would give us that capability of thinking. He gives us that capability of wanting. He wants us to really want Him. He wants us to really think for Him. He wants us to enjoy Him. He wants us to have that relationship. It's not just a pie in the sky, but it's personal. He wants that relationship. If God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is He that's in me, He is in the world. We can use the Word of God all the time, and that is a way of also keeping in perfect peace. When we speak God's Word becomes a leverage in our life. We get extra power. You know, when you take a pole or something, give a cheated pipe, you get more leverage. It means you get more power. When we start using this Word of God, we start getting more into God. God manifests Himself in us through the Word. He is a basis that we enlarge ourselves and take in more of God's Word and take in more of our prayer, seeking God and calling upon His name. Then our cavity in our body gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and we develop into a child of praise. We develop into a child that God honors us, a child that God says, that's my child out there. He don't have to worry about you. He says, oh, my child, I'm with you. Don't worry about tomorrow, because I'll be with you through all the tomorrows. I'll take you through eternity, and I'll be with you forevermore. And God is there to uplift us, to encourage us, to enrich us. Oh, just think about enriching something. You know, even fuel mixtures. You can get fuel mixtures too rich. It means there's too much fuel for the amount of air. When God does it, everything's perfect. He comes in and just totally sweeps you off your feet. It's like that... When you go to that certain person, when you got your everything, you swept off your feet. Well, that's the way God is. He can come down and feel that love, that presence of God. You know, I had a dream a couple of nights ago, and I dreamed about my wife. But one thing I can say that what I really felt more than anything was the love I felt. I never felt love. That dream was just, it was just love. Every place, it was, I guess, part of heaven. It's just love every place you went. Love. It was great love. It was the exuberance of God's glory. His presence so wonderful, so mighty, so glorious. We can have Him now while we're living. And when we go through the sweet by and by, He's going to be with us there for eternity. It's going to be beyond imagination. And I know the things that Betty said had to be from heaven. It was so... And Wayne, my son, came in, and Betty said, I've got to love my boy. And that's when I woke up. But that meant so much. I haven't dreamed anything. But I know God's real. And He fills you with His glory. You know, He has given me so many secrets in this life that I don't think that, I'm just going to be, say something I might be, if he's wrong, he can correct me. But I think that I probably did a lot more things than many people I ever can even imagine. Brother Clint, my brother and I were just thinking about all these things that have been printed up. God's in every one of them. But that's how he does it, is when you stay in perfect peace, His mind is stayed on Him. You start coming into that low area when you first come in as a child. But then you start growing. You start, the appetite gets bigger, and you want more of God. You're not getting enough of God. You want more. You want to be he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be sick. As God's told me many times, I'm a pig. The Lord had told me that. I'm a pig for righteousness because I can never get full. I have an appetite for the heavenly things. And the heavenly things is what God wants us to have that desire for. That desire, that we have a desire, that He knows it, that we're not faking it just out here, oh, I'm going to go to church tonight because that's what I need to do. No, you love to do it because He's there with you. You have that fellowship, that bond, that relationship is so wonderful. This life, this relationship that you can have with the Lord our God, Jesus made it possible because He paid in full that we might have a new life, a new walk, a new talk. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And you need to trust Him. We need that fellowship. We need that continuous of God's glory. That from that day we don't come up shorthanded. When we go down through the streets of glory, we don't feel ashamed up there. We don't feel that we got in just on by God's grace. Which God's grace is wonderful. But we have some merit. Whether we have some credentials. He that layeth for himself is up for treasures upon earth. We're leaving our treasures in heaven. We're laying up treasures in heaven. And God wants us to have that abundance of His glory, that abundance of that heavenly sunshine. And that's what we have down here, that we see a dear person. We have that compassion. We have that sympathy. We have that satisfaction for praying for them, to uplift them, to encourage them, that they might have a greater walk, a greater talk with the Lord their God, and they might have that greater strength, the greater alliance with God the Father, God the Son, and now God the Holy Ghost. That three in one, I'm so thankful, for I have learned the difference of three. Many times when God moves, Brother Clinton and I talk about it, but sometimes in the Father, and I'm not being sacrilegious when I say, but I know these things. God called me that distance. And I know there's power in the Holy Ghost. It speaks differently. And when Jesus speaks, it's differently. They're wonderful. And when you hurt one of them, you hurt all of them because they're together. So we really need to take counsel to try to live in harmony with God. That we don't come against His glorious Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. I like to say Holy Ghost because it means that I go all the way. Some people are a little bit proud, so they like to say Holy Spirit. But I believe that the Holy Ghost is very special. He and I have had great times. We've had great times working on cats. It's been so much fun. He said, you know, you think you know what? I said, no, I don't. He said, what do you think's wrong? I said, no, you're wrong. I learned from the best. And they're here tonight. Everyone throughout the world, God's opened a plan tonight for everyone. But He will enlist you before He comes. There's still time. And He will uplift you. He'll be by your side. You'll never no longer have to be alone. You'll walk in His blessing. You'll walk in His power. You'll walk in His love. And when you get to my age and time, you'll say, I'm so thankful. Lord, I thank You that I've known You. I love Your power. I love Your anointing. They're so special. Your eyes are over the righteous. Your ears are over the crying. God cares for us. He cares for us. He sympathizes with us. He feels when we're hurting. A lot of times He can't heal us because of things in us. God wants to. Many times, but the way things are, we have to go the other route. But He's caring very carefully. You may not see it, but He's, even when you're not in the doctor's office, you've up that might be the wrong thing that you heard, that you don't want to want that, but God says, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. In closing, it'd be just like quite a few years ago, I had a thyroid that quit. My thyroid quit, and I was pastoring church at the time, and I got too tired, too wore out. I had to pay all the bills, so it meant I had to work twice as hard, and it was just, everyone was welcome. So, I mean, I'm not, but it was just a little bit tough for me. So when I was going through this situation, I didn't want to take a pill because I knew that God was going to heal me. That was my problem. I was rigid against it. So God gave me a dream. And that dream, I'm saying this only tonight because I know that I'm not that shoddy person I was in that dream, but I was in that dream, as like that, when we had that wedding, I was, but tuxedo on, looked shot, that's it. In that dream, I was the same way. All my suit was white, and my bun was white, and everything upon me was white, and I even had a glow. So I knew that God had seen nothing wrong with what I was doing. And then the Lord showed me, said, I want to show you something else. This will help you. So I seen myself as God seen me. And I had with IVs in my arms. Says, you'll have those IVs till I bring you home to glory. And I'm seeing it more and more and more. Every year I have to take more pills. I have to take more of this. But every time I do, I say, Lord, I know it's Jen more closer that you're going to bring me into perfection one of these days. I'm going to be translated in your glory. Like that dream last night. It was so, there was no, everybody's happy. It was, I can't explain it. But I have never felt a joy. I never felt in love from a wife like I did in that time. I can't explain it. But I only went to sleep probably for 10 minutes. I got up at 5:30, and I thought, well, I'll just nobody get. So I just sat down in the chair, and so I was up 5:45. Last I remember, it was 6 o'clock. I was awake, but I had this dream in that time. But everything was so real. But the love is one thing that I felt so heartily. And if we're not right, when this life's over, we're not going to feel that love. God's given us a love that goes from this life into the next life. And that life is God's Spirit in us. That we have that relationship to the day that He pronounces us for what we're our, whatever He's going to do. We're going to get our, it's going to be quite a ceremony up in heaven. But until that time happens, He's going to keep us in His peace. Going to be happy. It's happier than I can say that the people I see were happier than we are here. A lot happier. And Betty was happy. She wasn't sick no more. She was really, really well. Just talked real, you know, she even talked different. Her words were very special. I heard them. So God's got a place for all of us. We have to stay in perfect peace while we're here, because it's a little while to when He's going to come and get us. He says, my children, wait. Wait, my child, because I'm coming back soon. You need to wait. Seek me, and I, the Lord thy God, shall be with you. Call upon me, and I'll bless you. I'll give you strength while you're here. You won't have to worry what happens. God's given us a time of grace on this earth. And one thing that I'm seeing in the natural, that this weather is changing, and things are changing so rapidly that something's causing it. I know God's doing it, but we need to look up for redemption to our time. God bless all of you this night. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. But I bless God, bless God. God's wonderful. Bless Him this night. If you have any prayer needs, any requests, call in. And we'll be willing to pray with you. We'll be able to, willing to call, to talk to you, whatever your need be. We just pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. God's the reason for living. God is the reason for living. God's the reason to come close to Him. He's the answer. He's real. He's more real than what we see. He's real. He's realer, because everything we see can vanish. That's the word says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, God will not pass away. God bless you all. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you.